This is the Different Football Show. VAR You Serious on FUBAR Radio with Cecil G. Thomas.
Cecil G. Thomas in the building. FUBAR Radio, VAR You Serious. Oh, I'm happy. Obviously, you know what you're tuned into right now. It's a football show. It's a bit of a different football show. You know, we're talking fantasy 11s that no one asked us to build, but we're going to do it anyway. There's rants of the week where we just go through things that annoy us. Get it off your chest. We've got a big debate coming up in today's show. It's quite a different one. It's quite a unique one, which I'm looking forward to. There's so much going on. Of course, there's the ref of the day as well. We go up against Real Madrid versus a team of my choice, but we try and sway the balance in favour of the underdog. But we've got all that coming your way in today's show. But before I get into today's show, let me introduce you to today's guest. It's been on before. It's the first return of a guest. He goes by the name of Dev Bajwa in the place. Come on, my brother. Man United lads, fan. Lads. He's back. Doing great content back. Online. I've seen you, obviously, since the first show. Mm-hmm. You know, we followed each other. And I've seen a lot more of your content. And Man United seem like they're back.
Bro, a lot has happened since that first show, you know?
Correct. Correct.
Losing Amorim, Michael Carrick's Mighty Reds. I'll take it. Bro, we beat you. We beat City. Like, we actually had a decent little run, so I take that. No haircut just yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah, no haircut yet for we'll United strand. Bless him. Bless his poor cotton socks. Do you know what?
Love you, Frank.
But yeah, but things have changed. You are correct. Yeah. Things have definitely changed, and we'll definitely delve into that after. Just get a general catch up on how's it been for you? Just as a football fan.
Yeah.
Don't have to talk about United too much, but as a football fan in these past couple of weeks, seeing how things have started to move.
Yeah. I'm really enjoying the season. Like, I'm actually enjoying the season for the first time in a while. Like, there's a proper title race. There's a proper relegation scrap. There's a proper fight for Europe. There's every single game feels like there's some jeopardy behind it.
So you're not in a camp of like, oh, this league is terrible. Like, no. The quality is terrible. It's the worst Premier. Because I hear you. I think at first people were saying, as an Arsenal fan, they would say, oh, you only win it because the teams are dropping points that should be winning, and the level's not as good as it used to be. City's falling off, Liverpool's falling off, all that stuff. But then you're right. I think even we're dropping points to, you know, Wolves midweek at times. So, like, it's made, I guess, for the neutrals. I had a brain fart then. A neutral, they can say, okay, it's actually going to go down to the wire probably. Yeah. As much as me, biasly, I obviously want to get it done early so we can focus on other trophies.
Yeah.
It's going to be a very entertaining Premier League.
But there's jeopardy in everything. I think, like, a lot of the games you wouldn't even bother tuning into because you know what to expect.
Yeah.
But it's like Liverpool having to get VAR on their side to get a scummy 1-0 against Forest. Yeah. Or, like, you guys struggling at Wolves when you really shouldn't have. Like, even though, like, City against Newcastle, I didn't think that was a foregone conclusion, even at halftime. Them losing, dropping points to Spurs, you lot battering them, and then us battering Spurs and us beating you and beating City. Like there's all these different things kind of going on. Villa dropping points when they shouldn't have. Like, there's all sorts of things going on. So I'm just like, at least now as a neutral, like, I can tune into every single game and be like, not knowing what to expect, and that's nice. And being a Man United fan right now is good. Like, we have.
Well, let's go. Let's talk. Bro. Let's talk Carrick. Let's talk Michael Carrick. I've had Dylan from United District. Big up Dylan. He was on the show not too long ago, and I did this thing. I know all United fans are trying to pull away from saying, give him what he wants. Mm-hmm. Give him the full-time contract. Mm-hmm. For you, are you still in that stance as well of like, let's just wait. I'm not gonna let's just wait to the end of the season. Let's see where he takes us. Or are you saying I've seen enough to say go on to next season?
Absolutely not. Oh. I think we have to wait because Michael's done a really good job.
Yes.
I think he's just pulled it back to basics. I think he's had to get the players to unlearn really crappy habits with Amorim. And as much as I liked Amorim, and he did lay some good foundations in terms of getting some players out, bringing some players in, I think we just needed someone stable.
He laid good foundations, Debbie.
With the players. Like, at the time, people think the Europa League final, like, he was there, like, we had Garnacho and Malvin off after the final despite trying to get to Chelsea early on. He had Rashford doing what he was doing. Yeah. He had Sancho still pulling up problems. He had the worst goalkeeper we've ever had. He's had a lot of problems, so he's been able to fix a few, but now Carrick has just pulled back the curtain, and I think, like, getting Cobby back in the squad, getting a typical formation, getting things normalised, I think that was key. So I think he's done a good job, but I also expected him to to do some good things, because I think what he did at Middlesbrough has gone unnoticed. He took them from relegation to playoffs.
Correct.
And he's a good manager, talks really well, he understands the club, he's at every youth game and like little things like that. I think he's done well. But
and he understands the club, but he understands the United way, I guess.
But things in football happen in a moment of time. I think Carrick's in a moment of time. So if he gets to the end of the season, we finish third, then we have to have a discussion.
What about fourth?
Fourth, I think, to be honest, with how the league has gone, I'd be disappointed if we don't get a Champions League spot. Ineos are going to want to make a statement because they got it wrong, their first one. The first big one, they got it wrong. At the time, I think it was the right decision because Amorim was an exciting coach. Hasn't worked out. They sacked him a bit later, I think, than most people said. They've got Carrick, but to knee-jerk into Carrick and then knee-jerk into keeping him isn't going to be the right
thing. Could Michael not be the Mikel?
He could.
Could he not be the Mikel? Mikel was no experience coming to Arsenal.
Yeah.
Great coach. Obviously had no experience, but understood what Arsenal means. Same with Mike Carrick with Man United. Could they not do the same grace? And
cause potentially.
Ineos might look at the board, might look at your club and look at Arsenal and say, well, that could be the model now.
I mean, potentially. I would say Michael was a bigger Man United legend than Arteta was an Arsenal legend.
I'm not going to argue that.
You know what I mean?
I
think he understands that. He had more of a managerial pedigree actually managing a club on his own.
I can't argue that either.
But at the same time, he's not going to get given the grace Arteta was given. Like, he will not get given eighth, fifth. Like, he can't. He won't get that. So I think he'll have to manage that a bit better. We have a better squad than what Arteta walked into
100%,
with you guys.
100%.
So I think he has to just figure that out. But we haven't seen Michael with a transfer window. We haven't seen him with all these different things. So I think just leave no stone unturned is all I'm going to say. If a manager like Enrique, let's say, says, yeah, I'll take it, we can't ignore him for Michael Carrick. So it's all different timelines. But if he gets third, have a serious conversation. If he gets fourth, have a conversation. But that's what I'm expecting a little bit now.
Okay, let's discuss the games coming up. I mean, you mentioned it early, straight away, that you've got a big game coming up tonight of time of recording. Obviously, you've got Everton at the Hill Dickinson Stadium.
Yeah,
a lovely stadium, by the way.
Yeah,
let me
stadium.
Just mention, beautiful. I can't even lie. Like I said, I like this one. I like this one. Good as soon as a bit, you know what I mean? So big up Everton for that. But a big game against Everton. Just give me your... I'll look at some weekend fixtures after this, but just your thoughts ahead of this game. Are you confident as a United fan? Let me see where they both sit on the table. Are you...
Like, we're fifth, I think.
And you're fifth, and they're ninth.
They're ninth. So it's not like... They're not a bad team, but it's Moisey Everton. You never know what you're going to get. And I don't have very good, memories of Moisey's Everton. The 4-4 at Old Trafford, or going there and losing 3-2. I think... We can easily lose that game. Even earlier this season, they had a player sent off for slapping each other, and then we still couldn't beat them. They beat us, actually. 1-0 scored after that.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, I look at them and I'm like, you've got a decent team. Like, Illiman and Jai, I think, is fantastic.
Quality player.
I think Beto is just one of them. Like, he can bully you. He bullied us in the last game. I think he's going to bully us again if we're not careful. And he's not very good, but he's just that type of battering ram. Their midfield is okay. Like, if Idrissa Gana-Gueye stays on the pitch this time, he might do something. But... The last time we played West Ham, I think we were locked up by Wan-Bissaka and Diouf. I think they just got us man for man and they beat us. Mikalenko, Patterson, O'Brien, I think we could have a field day with them. So it just comes down to, can we, if the front three are feeling it, we'll bat them. If they're not, we'll struggle. So that's why I think it's won or lost.
But the big games, your team just, they're there. Like us, City. But the West Hams you mentioned earlier, Everton, Everton is still a good side, but I don't know, I'm intrigued. I thought we'd have a bit more chest than this.
Yeah, but I think it's just how they come to set up, because Fulham, I remember when they played us, they came to play.
Yeah.
If you come to play against us, I think you'll struggle, because I think we've got a technically good side.
You sound like an Arsenal fan. That's something I would say. That's what we would say.
But City came to play against us. We battered them.
That's
we wiped
true.
The floor with City that day.
That's
but
true.
I think you guys just weren't positive enough.
You guys were clinical.
We were clinical that
perfect
day.
Perfect.
So
day.
It's like, if we do that and we go there with no fear and we're like, cool, we're here to play, then we'll be all right. But it just comes down to how Everton's set up. And I trust Michael Carrick and Steve Holland to either make good in-game decisions or react properly. So we'll score. I think both teams will score. It's just who scores more. And that's the Man United way. So I'm happy with that.
Who scores more? Don't mind. It's exciting football, but sometimes it's not for the faint-hearted,
I'll be
honest.
You score six, we score seven. That's who we are. I think that's what Amorim lost. We got scared. We ran.
Yeah.
We were cowards against City, cowards against so many teams. And if we just go there playing properly, I think we got enough quality to beat them, but I'm just excited about it though. Yeah. I'm not dreading it. I'm excited about watching us play now.
Instead of going through every fixture that's coming up this weekend, I'm gonna pick out maybe two.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the right thing to do, and I think obviously our producer's a Man City fan, so it's only right that I just quickly discuss Leeds versus Man City, which come up this weekend. Elland Road. Is there any? Obviously, you're a Man United fan, so you should be looking at both those teams. You don't like them. But like, do you see City? Can you give me a little bit of glimmer of hope? Do you see City dropping points to Leeds at Elland Road? I mean, obviously we went there and beat them 4-0, and I thought
I'm surprised you beat them 4-0. That was a very good result.
I'm quite surprised to beat them 4-0. I'll be honest. Elland Road's not a
nasty place.
Yeah, not a great place to go to. Especially last time we went there, we won 1-0, and it was a tight game. There was a power cut in that game. They had a penalty. It was crazy. So, but this one for City, I don't know. I feel like they are hitting a bit of a stride of form. Newcastle weren't like, amazing.
Yeah, but that's what
on the weekend.
That's what I was saying at the top of the show. I don't think anyone's hit their rhythm. I don't think you lot have. I don't think they have. Like, Liverpool have fallen off. Like, we started to, and then we fell off a bit. It's like everyone's gonna drop points. I don't think either of you. Well, impossible because you play each other. But even in the other games, both of you are gonna drop points. No. I don't know who against, but you will, and it will be against a team you don't expect. Like Wolves, you should have wiped the floor. Easy, but you didn't. And it's like with them, it's like Leeds are such a weird team. If they show up and they want to play some football against you, City are one of them teams that this season where before, if you press them, like they would just make you feel dumb about pressing them. Now, if you press them, you can shake them.
Yeah.
Like we shook them that day. Like I think when we beat them, like we shook them that day and we played them how they should be played against. But Newcastle is like the first half, City battered them, fine. But then the second half, they were hanging on.
Mm.
So it's like, if you're hanging on to Newcastle at home, when Newcastle haven't got much of a threat, they're bringing on Josh Murphy, bless him, with like 20 minutes to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, I'm not expecting much. And they still dropped points against Spurs. If they didn't do that, you guys would be 3 points ahead and they'd
it's
be
true.
A game in hand. So I think both of you would drop points. I think against Leeds, it'll be tight.
It'll be tight.
Very tight.
Oh, I'd love to hear from the producer afterwards, because I don't know where I've kind of sit. Obviously, I'm going off recency bias of when we played them, but yeah. I think, like you said, every team, no one's hitting their full, no one's been immaculate.
Yeah, like Burnley went and drew 1-1 against Chelsea. It's like things just happen in this league, and that's what's exciting. Like, I'm excited about it, but that's because every game is just, there's so much on it.
Yeah, even Liverpool against Forest, last, like, just clutch. Yeah, you're right.
They nearly lost.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So games are guaranteed. No games are going to be a breeze in this Premier League season. Talking about the Premier League season, who will win the league, Dev?
You guys will win it. There's no doubt. I think Arsenal.
Are you trolling? You bad?
No, genuinely.
You got a little cheeky smile when I'm walking.
I think you'll win it just because it's about time for one. But you have the strongest side in the league by far. You have one of the strongest sides in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You are a great team. There's no like player for player. You have one of the best teams like in the world right now. It's just, can you handle that? That's it. Mm. It's just, can you handle it? And I think it's just no matter how you win the league is how you win the league. But if I'm you, I wouldn't want you to eke over the line. I think you have a better enough team and you have a good enough injury record at the minute compared to the rest where you should be winning quite comfortably.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So I think you should be winning it. Unfortunately, I think you're going to go to City. Like, it will be close by the time you get there, but you'll go there with a lot on the line.
Yeah.
I don't think you're set up to win. That's what angers me. If you're a champion, just go to win. Go to win.
Oh, that is a good way to put it.
So I think you should.
Yeah, I think the Carabao Cup final will go to win. Exactly. I think that when we go to their place, we'll go not to lose.
I think you'll go not to lose. Which is, I understand that.
It keeps you in the race.
But every single champion that you look at, you think you deserve to be champions. Yeah. Even, no matter what it was, it's like
it's
Leicester.
An interesting point, you know.
Leicester were 12 points clear or something. Yeah. We were so clear. Like, even if you're not too clear, you deserve to be there because you've been so consistent. City over the last 6 years, winning 4 times, they deserved each time.
Yeah, 100%.
Liverpool were well and clear. It's like, you don't want to win the league and there's a question mark.
Mm.
Even at this stage, no one's going to care. You've won the league. No one's going to care. But you don't want, I think for Arsenal fans and for Arsenal in general, you want to end this project and say, or like the next continuation of it and say, we were worthy champions and we deserve to win.
I will say, again, the fan base and some around us at times can get very nervy. I mean,
I understand why. If I'm you, I'm nervous.
No, I get it. I think, but sometimes I do think it plays a part. Sometimes I've got to look at the fans. As much as I think that, you know, it is about the people on the pitch, you've seen it from Wednesday to Sunday. Things swing so much.
That's what scares me.
I think you just got to kind of try and stay For the last 10 games, Arsenal fans, please. We just got to try and lock in and just back them.
But bro, when we played you, I was at Emirates and I was like, it felt like you'd almost lost everything.
Bro,
but like after
I hear
that, you still had Brentford where I think you dropped points to them. And then you had Wolves. It's like even at that point, people were believing, it's going to happen again. And I understand from a fan's point of view, you might think that. But the fact of the matter is, I know we were clinical against you. You didn't come out to play.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
And that's what annoyed me. I'm like, even when you beat us at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
I think you got lucky, but that's
of course you did.
But you can get lucky.
Yeah.
But it's like you can't not play your game. You can't not rely on things when you have that team there. And it's like it's a bit sad that it's come to that. But I still think you win the league, no one's gonna care. You can just say shut up, we won the league. But you want to win it properly, like 100%. you do just to get everything off your back. Just win it properly, and you're good enough to do it.
I think you're right there. I think it's gonna be an interesting end to the season. But now just allow me to add my red glasses, because I'm gonna talk about North London Derby because it's that time. I just think let me just get some of my
enjoy,
chest.
Enjoy,
it's a bit of a rant, but it's not a rant. It's just I'm gonna give everyone the breakdown as an Arsenal fan who was there yesterday at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Things were good. I was nervous, I'll be honest, but I always knew I was gonna win that game. I was on record. I said, we will win this game. Arsenal know what this means to everyone, the club, the fans, everything. And I just said, off the back of Wolves, they're gonna give a reaction.
It was
a
great timing as well of it.
Exactly. Like, and they restored a lot of faith, even though I haven't stopped believing. Even when Wolves, I was being shouted at by fans, by various fans and saying it's done and whatnot. I still believed in this team. And I think when we turned up at Tottenham yesterday, we were fully on it. I know Declan Rice made a small mistake, but forget all that. He was phenomenal after that. His mentality, I know he pointed to his head and people laughed. You know, he said, focus now, stay calm. And then he does that mistake. But that's not something you got to focus on, because his performance was outstanding after that. They tried everything, Tottenham. They tried a flair to throw at David Raya. They tried to annoy Declan Rice by putting up images of his girlfriend.
That was out of ridiculous,
absolutely stupid stuff. But the players that really shone, I mean, Bukayo Saka, captain performance. When your captain, Martin Odegaard, excuse me, is on the bench and you've got to step up and a lot of fans from Arsenal have been wanting a captain's performance, someone to really grab the game by the scruff of the neck. I know he didn't score, but Bukayo Saka was like a man possessed in that game. Victor Gyökeres, who's been questioned, unbelievable. He's been questioned that he's scoring against teams that are going down and relegation battling teams, or teams that have been promoted. Well, I suppose Tottenham are a relegation battling team, but the team that have come up, he scored against today. Yesterday, he scored against two great goals against Tottenham Hotspur. Eze, oh my God.
He only wants that Tottenham game, isn't it? Like, scored a hat trick in the last one.
I know.
Ain't scored since, but scores two.
Scored five goals in two games. I think he scored three for Palace against them. He scored eight goals in three games.
Like Tottenham.
I mean, the Tottenham fans were so angry, and I understand it. Yeah. They were singing some awful chants towards him. I'll be real. But at the end of the day, deep down, he's an Arsenal fan, and his family are Arsenal fans. So, like, of course, there's a bit of hatred there. Like, that is.
That's how it should be.
That's how it should be.
That's football.
That's how it should be. And Tottenham. Listen, I can't imagine your stadium in the Championship, but it is worrying for you guys. It is worrying. Do I care? No, I don't. No. I don't.
Do you really think they'll get relegated? Bias aside, like memes aside, do you actually think they'll get relegated?
I think they should worry a little bit. I don't think it will actually happen in the end, but I wouldn't... Listen, never say never. And that's not even coming... I've got my red tinted glass on, but I'm not saying that from a hater's perspective. I actually think they should be worried.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
there's nothing I saw there from Igor Tudor. Mm-hmm. I think that's his name. To say that, okay, they've got something together. They look like they gave us a bit at the beginning. They were okay, but there was nothing there saying
they were poor.
Yeah, there was nothing there saying, okay, these guys are gonna go on a run of form, or there was some qualities there. Mm. I mean, Thomas Frank, we beat them 4-1 at our place. We beat them 4-1 at their place. I mean, like I said, there's no signs change. To say they've got better. So, I don't know. I'm not worried about them because it's not my business to worry. But
I think they're in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. Just because we were talking off air, like West Ham and Forest, they got fighters in that team.
Yeah. They're starting to pick up.
West Ham, but it's like, you can have a battle against West Ham. You've got the Suchecks, you've got the Juves, the Wan-Bissakas. Even Forest are capable of doing something, like Igor Jesus, or you've got Elliot Anderson, you've got Murillo, Milenkovic. Like, there's some solidity there. I can't think of a single area of the pitch where I can look at Spurs and I'd be like, you've got a brilliant area of the pitch. I don't think they have a single one.
Yeah.
I know they got injuries and stuff, but
a lot of injuries.
I think people do play on that a bit too much, because that no one else gets that excuse. You didn't, we didn't.
Yeah, we
didn't.
We don't anymore.
City don't,
yeah.
And they've had injuries all season. But and Nico O'Reilly's merged and he's become as good as he has been. But it's like, I'm looking at all of the games that they've got coming up, and I'm like, I don't see anything happening where it can change the needle that much for them. So I think they have every right to be worried. And even last season, bro, they were 17th last season. I know they weren't in a relegation battle, but they were 17th. To follow that up and be 15th now, I mean, we were 15th. We had, but we can write that off and say, because look, we're fourth now, or we're fifth now, going for Champions League. So we can write that off. They can't. That becomes the new normal for them, with that stadium, I was watching a podcast off air, but they could get bankrupt if that doesn't pick up. And Tudor, they didn't get a tune out of the players yesterday. There's videos of like him trying to tell Mickey van der Ven to go forward and they're not. So there's a big problem there.
There is a big problem there. And let me come back to some more rants, because I felt like I had a nice little rant there about North London Derby and I enjoyed it. But coming up after the break, Dev will have the floor for a big rant and him and I will be going head to head in the big debate.
VAR, are you serious on FUBAR Radio?
Now, Dev, it's your time to rant of the day. Before you do it, sometimes, you know, I get the luxury of getting something off my chest. And I'll do it briefly. I know it's heavy and forgive me, it's a heavy rant. But I will just quickly talk about, the Vinny Jr. stuff, the racism, awful over last week. That was awful. Again, I saw as well on TikTok Live, there was two young footballers being raised to a lady on TikTok Live, a black lady. And now, you know, there's been some repercussions for that. But it was just some of the things I was hearing was, honestly, it made my skin crawl. It actually enraged me so much. Mm. And then I've seen a lot as well, saw, I forgot his name, Tolu, at Wolves as well, got racially abused as well after missing the penalty. There's just...
Sunderland had it today, Mundell.
There you go as well, Sunderland as well. So I know, listen, some listeners, I don't care what you guys think when you say it's, people going about racism, but right now it feels rife and it's not nice, it's awful, it's something that obviously I've lived through and obviously being a black man, I felt it as well. So I just wanted to bring it up as a rant. It's just annoying me, it's frustrating, it's just more repercussions, more harsh punishments. It needs to be addressed, it needs to be sorted. I had to just quickly get it off my chest because it has been, and all discrimination, all things in that light, in that manner, should be eradicated and it's awful. But I just, I just felt it a lot over the past 2 weeks. So I just want to get it off my chest. Yeah. Yours might be completely different because we've had umbrellas, I did the rain last week. There's many different rants. And do you know what? I'm starting, I'll be honest, listeners, I'm starting to enjoy this section a lot. I'll be real. I watch the clips. Yeah. I come into the studio and just, when you get the section that says, right, now it's time for rant of the day, I think, oh, there's so many things. As a human, I'm starting to realise that there's a lot of things to just get off your chest at times. Yeah. So, Dev, you have the floor. Give me rant. I'm intrigued.
All right. Nothing to do with football.
Brilliant. At all. My fave tonight, if I'm honest.
Vapors, or whatever you call them, the man that suck on vapors.
Oh, yes!
They need to be... That should be punishable by law. If you do that shit in public, I'm so tired of it. Okay, the reason for this, is because they'll come at you like, oh, we're not smoking.
Yeah, they will.
You won't get secondhand smoke. All right, do me a favor then, if you're a vape and you're listening to this, go into your PS5 or your console, suck out the battery. It's the same thing. So you can suck out a battery and then walk down the street. But the thing is, they have this thing like, oh, because it's not smoke, it's almost like it's acceptable to like really flaunt it. Like, you see them on the tube, you see them doing stuff. The other day, I was walking down the road, just down here actually, near Finsbury Park.
Yeah.
Someone did it in front of their face and then walked through it like the Undertaker, just like fucking. And I was like, what is actually wrong with you? So, and also, it's like, just because it's not smoke doesn't mean it doesn't invade my life. Yeah. It's like, no need to tell me what you've eaten, bro. I can smell it through there with a little faint hint of strawberry. It's like, oh, it's fine. It smells like mint. It's like, do you know what else smells like mint? Colgate.
Yeah.
Use that. Yeah. Brush your teeth. Get out my face. I hate it. Everyone who vapes in public, like, stop acting like you're doing the world a favor. It's like, oh, it's better than smokes. You know what's better than vape? Air. Breathe. I'm asthmatic. Leave me alone. I hate them.
You know, we're going to get obviously a lot of people that are against this, but also obviously they're going to be for it. But a lot of people are against it because there's so. I can't believe how many vapors there are in this world.
And they'll act like
it's actually
not,
crazy.
They'll act like they're not addicted. And then I'll see them like. You sure?
Bro, yesterday in the away end, Mandema. They're crouching down.
Exactly.
Breathing it in. I'm like, bro,
it's a
game's
battery.
On. Yeah, and then.
It's a battery. How are you sucking on something that you plugged into the mains? That's not okay. That's not okay. Get yourself checked. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I'll be honest, it's such a big turn. Turn off for me. I'll be honest, it's such a red flag.
And the reason I bring it up is because my brother used to. He don't do it anymore.
Okay, good.
But I remember he used to just come in and almost like breathe it into the room and walk out. I'm like, cheers, bro. Yeah. All right, sick. Yeah, what are you eating later? Because I can smell what you had before.
I'm saying.
I hate it so much. Mad. And they all smell horrible.
I know, and it's just getting younger and younger. Yeah. All the younger audiences and people listening, like, it's, you might, I don't know if you think it's cool. I don't know. It's, but obviously fun. I know people get hooked with trends and what's going on, but I'm telling you, it's not good for you. It's not good for your health.
No, just don't do it.
If you're gonna do a trend, try and do something that's actually healthy as well. Like Dev says, breathe in the air.
Breathe the air, man. It will last longer.
Air's great.
It's good.
But anyway, great rant, by the way. That's a great one. Oh, that's put a smile on my face. Oh, vape. Considering we both don't vape, I think that that helps it. Any more or anything else that you want to get off your chest while you're here?
Do you know what? I made a list before I came in, yeah?
Oh, you made a list?
There's three.
Oh!
All right, cool. Yep. Now, taxes.
Yeah? Oh, amen.
I'm a freelancer now. All right, been doing it for about a year. Had to do them at the end.
Disclaimer, HMRC, me and Dev are very, we're very professional. We do it, we pay, we're above the line. You don't have to worry about us. I just want to make that very clear before we go into taxes, because I'll be honest, they're a big pain in my life.
Exactly.
But I'm very above the line. Exactly. I do everything by the book.
Yes, same here. I even paid a little bit towards my next year.
There you go.
They told me to.
Tax on account. Yeah, tax on account. Don't worry, exactly. I know about these things.
Exactly.
HMRC, we're not the people you need to come for. Yeah.
I'm in credit.
I'm on it. Same.
Teach that stuff in schools.
Right.
Teach financial literacy at school. I don't want to be learning about what's an adverb, what's a this, what's a that. I don't want to learn about Pythagoras and his stupid little theorem. No, because that's never gonna help me. Oh, but it's teaching you life lessons, teaching you how to figure things out. No, it's not. Teach me why I have to pay 20% off of everything when I want to leave the school, like want to leave the work world. And also, stop pushing me towards the work world. There's creative people, there's people that don't fit into that mold, and they just hear pension, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. No, you don't. You actually come back of it, it's like, I don't need a pension. I can control that. I don't need to be paying tax the way I've been paying it. I can control that. I don't know what expenses even mean at the age of 15. Now I know what they mean. Mm. It's like, do it properly. Let people live a proper life. Like, you're in school, you're told to do this, you're told to do that. Let people actually make their own decisions by giving them the information they need to make them. Yeah. As well, like, and you can't call yourself a school if you're not teaching them how to live life. You're teaching them how to be a worker, you're teaching them how to just join the rat race and do all that stuff for the economy. Teach them how to actually be a human being and how they want to be it.
Okay, that's good. You've gone two contrasting ones. One has made me laugh, one is very serious and deep.
You know what I mean?
And I like it. Is there any more? You've obviously the list? Last one?
Yeah, I got one more.
Let's do this. To finish up, give me your one more. I'm enjoying it. Like I said, Rant of the Day is becoming one of my favorite sections. Go on.
One thing that they also need to teach in schools, table manners. You know, okay. The amount of times I have to go into a restaurant and I see people there and I'm just like, it's going to be a long day because someone's going to anger me.
Yeah.
Someone's going to scrape the plate. Someone's going to do this one. If I hear that.
It gets you mad, yeah?
No, it doesn't get me mad. I'm going to jail. Oh. If you're I was in Nando's recently. I saw a man with a whole toothpick just.
Oh, no, that's crazy.
Right next to me.
That's crazy.
And then I saw his girlfriend with a fork doing it. You know, the forks that everyone else has used. She was doing that.
In her teeth.
In her teeth.
Crazy.
She had like one tine. Perf teeth. And I was like, first of all, your teeth shouldn't be that close. Sort that out. And it's like, there's crowding on the molars. And it's just, no, everyone wants to speak with their mouth open.
Yeah,
no one wants to be nice to the waiters. No one wants to put their stuff away. It's like, ooh, someone's, you know, they're paid to do that. I'm not going to do that. No, how were you raised? Like, if you're raised by wolves, cool. Eat how you want and let all the food, like shrapnels, go all over your face, whatever. But you're a human being. You're a human being with decency. I do not come out of my house. I don't even like leaving my house. But I don't like coming out of my house and just seeing all this kind of crap around me. Do it properly.
I hear you.
Knife and fork, tissues, swallow.
Table etiquette very needs to be taught in schools. I hear it.
Chew your food, man.
I hear it. Right, that is it for the rants of the week. Time to go for the next big section, which is the big debate.
Mm.
Yeah, we got the big debate coming up right now. It's going to be myself versus Dev, and we have 90 seconds to debate. Footballers should either wear adult shin pads or not at all. We have 90 seconds to debate this. However, we're not allowed to use these words, so make sure you have them written down, you understand, and you're listening and you're paying attention. Shin pads. It's going to be difficult. We're going to be discussing about shin pads. Shins. Okay, shins and shin pads. Okay, fine. Next one is protection, Jack Grealish, and fashion. Last one, injury. Okay. Going to be tough. I'll be honest, it's going to be tough. I don't know how... Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Even though I'm really bad at this, but I'm gonna go first. I can debate this. I'm debating for the side that is, should wear shin pads. Footballers should wear adult sized shin pads.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the four, not against. Here All we right. go. In 3, 2, 1. Right. I believe that footballers should wear adult leg guards.
Oh, love that.
Because I recently went to a football match and I saw a player pull out a pair of guards that were minuscule, mm-hmm. absolutely minuscule. It was literally pointless in wearing them at all.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't saving an ant from getting slide tackled, right? I then had one of his teammates not have these guards for his legs. And he said, do you think I can get away with an AirPod case? What is happening in this world? I grew up and came through the professional football system.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the ones with the ankle straps and stuff, too far, I get
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But are we not forgetting that you can get serious, pain, incidents from not wearing the correct guards. Honestly, it's ridiculous. And I know people want to look cool and have a bit of flair because they've got small size guards. No, my friend, save yourself. Wear the right size guards because you also have an impact on the young generation and protection is important. That's my 90 seconds. Yeah! Oh, I said protection at the end!
Oh, wait, no. Yeah, protection.
But you know what? But I said that my 90 seconds was up. I'll be honest, it was vibrating. So producer saying VAR, you lost it. Well, do you know what? I got to 1:30:29 then. So that's 89 seconds.
VAR, you serious?
So, Dev, good luck. Are you going for or against? Joining me or are you joining them?
We might as well just go the opposite side. I'll go against.
Okay, come on then. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so these guards.
Yeah.
The issue I have with them mm-hmm. is like, especially the adult ones, they are quite bulky. But the key word I'm going to use is they're quite restrictive in the modern game. So, especially with players now, it's not just like with the flair or anything like that. I think it's more down to do with just how quick the game is, how technical the game is, and how inhibiting these guards can tend to be on one's legs. And if we think, the whole leg is...
Speaking the Queen's English
like,
here.
You know, you got the leg, you got the femur, and you got the bit below it, yeah? The thing is with that, these guards do tend to take up the adult ones anyway. They'll take up the majority of your leg. And you're not exactly going to curl one top bins using your thigh. So you want to make sure, especially that we haven't even talked about equal weight distribution and how difficult it can be to then have kind of like heavy lead feet.
Come
right?
On.
Everyone talks about Jokeres having lead feet.
Come on, man.
Like you don't want them to feel like they're wearing Tim's like the majority of these big strikers look like they are. So you want to ensure that
two goals yesterday.
That flair players, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the Bruno Fernandeses, right? Oh, I'm talking about the Cole Palmers. Here Martin Ødegaard, if you want to bring him in there. He's definitely low on the list, but we'll bring him in there. All of them are going to need some level of freedom. And so that they don't feel restricted. Mm-hmm. So why introduce a level of restriction when already the game has gone soft and you'll get penalized for yellow card offenses rather than a red card offense, which would go to the where the guard would protect. So let's just make away with them. The game has gone soft. The game is more about technicality. So let's free up the players to be technical.
He's done it. He's done it. He's done it. I like. Let one do this. And they're
study law,
very restrictive. And one. Yeah. Anyway, brilliant.
I study law, brother. That's my.
Do you know what I think? You might have taken that one only because I lost that. I got to 89 seconds, but it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. I'll take that L because coming up towards the back end is obviously my favorite section is the Fantasy 11. I'll give you the theme of that in a second. Before we go into that, we have ref of the day, Dev. You've probably seen us online. You've been here before.
Yep.
You know what to do. Three rules. I won't explain it too much. It's Real Madrid in a £1 billion game playoff against... Where did I just go recently? I went to Wigan, but I think I've done Wigan already. Let's go to Mansfield Town under 18. So that's who they're playing.
Yep.
I need you to level the playing field. Or if not, as we like an underdog story, we want Mansfield Town to win. Give me the score line it would be before... Before all the rules, what would it be? Real Madrid versus Mansfield Town under 18s. What do you think the score would actually be, roughly?
About
15-0. We'll go 15-0.
Yep.
Right, 15-0. You've got to try and level the playing field. Give me your three rules. Start with number one.
Okay. Every single set piece that Real Madrid have, they have 5 seconds to do it. Otherwise, it gets awarded to the other team. So if they have a throw-in, they take too long, 5 seconds, go to the other team.
Okay.
They have a goal kick, take too long, go to the other team. They have a corner goes to long, goes to the other team.
Goal kicks as well.
Every single one gets mirrored for the Mansfield.
So say if they got a penalty
and they took the other team.
Wow.
You better hurry up then. Do you know what I mean?
I like that one. I like that one. It's a good start.
Do you know what I mean?
This is a good start. We would struggle. Arsenal would struggle with that.
So you got to rush into it.
All right. I'm taking off a lot of goals for that.
That's what I mean.
I'm taking off a lot of goals.
I think that's a good one.
That is a very good one.
Yeah.
Okay. It's currently 7-0. Okay. No, 7-1.
Okay.
7-1. That's a good start though.
Yep.
Damn. You've knocked that one. Okay. Good. Good start.
I like that one.
Next one.
And then the next one, I'm going to say we're going to throw in the age match. So every single position on the pitch, they got a matching age with the opposite number. So get rid of the senior team straight away. You got to make sure that you get, if it's under 18s, right? You got to get your under 18s against them.
Okay.
Let's age match it.
Okay.
So if you get like, well, let's get like an average age. The average age has to be the same. So you could have a 15-year-old and 23-year-old if you want to get the median to 18. But you have to make sure the average is the same.
Okay. So,
if you want a 15-year-old in goal, but a 23-year-old up top, that's your choice.
Okay. So you need like Endrick and that playing, the youngsters playing. All right, cool. Okay. Okay. That's good. That's going to level out as well. Okay. Yeah. They're still, Real Madrid is still up. I'm going to say 5-3.
5-3?
It's tight. You got to, West Brom has to change. All
right, cool.
Change it all. The final rule. What is it?
Hawkeye, but only for Mansfield. So they get 3 goals. If there's something contentious in the game, there's no VAR, obviously.
There's no VAR.
That was a given, Mansfield under 19. Is that their gaff?
Okay, cool.
So they have Hawkeye, right? Which is the technology in tennis and stuff. So they get that, but only they are allowed to go for it and they get 3 goals at it. So if there's a Hawkeye in a specific decision, whether it's a penalty or whether it's that, they have to decide what it is. And the fans are the ones who decide the outcome of Hawkeye. So let's say...
What fans?
Well, we're at home, innit? Mansfield.
Okay.
So they've got... So unless Real Madrid come in droves, I mean, they only get a 20% allocation. That's at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have to be like, okay, who thinks this is a penalty? Oh, no one? Who thinks it's not a penalty? Hey! Chalk it off.
If you didn't say that the fans decided the thing, I actually would have given the win to Real Madrid.
No, fan decision, Hawkeye.
But because you've given the fans the decision, and Mansfield could easily rig the game by diving in the box and stuff. Not saying they can always score the goals.
Yeah, I was going to say another one, like the ball can't touch the ground. But I feel like that's a bit too
bad. That's crazy. For Real Madrid?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Ball can't touch the ground.
That's crazy.
Like, that's something.
I would have given you that rule, though, but it's too late now. You can't change it.
Cool.
You can't change it. Always tight, this one, you know.
Come on.
Hawkeye. Does that level it, or do a Mansfield win?
But imagine
it's... Is it 5-5, or is it 6-5?
Well, you said 5-3, and I'm saying if we got Hawkeye on the three, then...
Yeah, it could be 5. They could score 2 goals to make it 5-5, or could they make it 6-5?
Exactly. Or I can just chalk 3 goals off.
Oh, I'm struggling. I think they can just play the game very.
Come on,
it's gonna be a lot of bias. There's gonna be a lot of bias in there.
Pick up the Mansfields.
I'm gonna go 5-5. Sorry, it's a draw. It's a draw. You level the balance. We love an underdog story, but you know what? You level the playing field. That is fine. 5-5. £1 billion. It's a draw.
Yeah.
Everyone wins. Actually.
Yeah.
Everyone wins. Maybe they split the money.
Yeah.
Right. Coming up. After the break, we'll be looking at our Fantasy 11, which this week, my producer texted me and he said, Nostalgic Kids TV 11. Yeah? Some things that you might have forgotten about. Some things that are not airing anymore. TV is dying. Yeah? I'll say it. We're on radio. We're not on TV. We're on radio.
TV's
social media's popping. We're on social media as well. Big up FUBAR Radio. Big up. Are you serious? After the break, we'll be doing our Fantasy 11.
VAR, you serious? On FUBAR Radio.
Here we go. Come then, Dev.
We're going ban for ban.
We're going ban for ban, player for player, position for position.
Yeah.
And then after, we'll read it all out. 11 players, your 11, my 11.
Cool.
And we'll see you won.
But because it's a nostalgic 11, I've gone 4-4-2, because that's a nostalgic for me.
Oh, okay. I went 4-3-3, but I don't mind that. You do your 4-4-2.
Yeah.
I'll do the 4-3-3. It's fine. We can just see who's got the better team. I will say, I went to a few cartoons, but I also went to some old school TV.
Fair. Yeah, same. All right, but my goalkeeper's beating yours. I can feel it. Unless you've gone the same. No one's beating mine.
You probably might have, you may have beaten me the way your energy is, but let's have a look. I've gone. Some of you may remember. Some of you may not be of this age. I'm not saying I'm old. I'm not old. I'm very young. But I've gone the Green Giant, Sweet Corn. I don't know if you know the advert. Green Giant. Oh! That might have just reminded you a little memory in your brain. I used to love the advert. I got a giant in goal. So for me, Green Giant Sweet Corn.
All right. For me, That's So Raven.
See, I've got it. I knew that.
Okay, she can predict what you're going to do.
Yeah.
How do you mean? A little vision if you're going top right bins and she's there.
Yeah.
Easy. That's a Ravens one. I don't care.
She's
predicting
in my team.
What you do before you do it.
She's in my team as well.
She's
okay.
In there, goalkeeper.
Okay. Yeah. All right, right back. I've gone. Listen, for me, let me just give clarification quickly. Green Lions, okay? I've done partnerships. Right back is Didi from Dexter's Laboratory. But you'll understand a bit later.
Interesting.
Didi.
All right. Mine is Recess. So specifically, I'm going to go Vince.
Okay.
He's the sporty one.
Yep.
But Recess, quick episodes.
Four by Vince.
It's like 15 minutes long. They just get the job done.
Yep.
That's why. And he's a sportsman, so Recess. Okay. And they're always like... They always play Recess before like a bigger show, like That's So Raven. So it's a nice little, it'll serve the wide men.
That's So Raven, just kill me. I can't lie, because I really want to do that. Okay, my left wing. Mm-hmm. No, sorry, left back. Tom from Tom and Jerry.
Oh.
Understand Green Lions, hear me out. You're going to see it. You're going to see the link up.
Oh, that's a shout.
Hey, people, don't play with me.
That's actually annoyed me.
Go on, them left.
Tom is a shout.
Tom, classic.
God's
That's
sake.
One of the best back in the day TVs.
God's sake.
There you go.
All right.
Go on.
I'm going Squidward and SpongeBob.
Okay.
He's got the limbs.
Yeah, I don't mind that. He's
like little Aaron Wan-Bissaka.
I don't mind that.
He's got the limbs. And he's nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
He just gets about it.
He's got
business.
A bit of attitude, though. Might stink
so, like,
up the
dressing room. Coming to his area, like, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, he might stink up the dressing room. All right, okay. So left back. Okay, cool. Fair enough. Let me go to. Centre back pairing.
Mm-hmm. I've gone for a duo, so.
So have I. Green Lions.
Go on.
Keenan and Kel.
Yes!
Babe.
That's what I've gone for. Get in. Keenan and Kel.
We're going against each other, but I don't care.
One of the best shows ever. Are you mad?
I'm in soda. All right, cool. All right, so I like this. This one, I've been us. Man of the Day is climbing for me in these shows. But I tell you what, Fantasy 11 is undefeated.
Yeah, Keenan Kel's joke.
Okay, cool. So you're going the same?
I'm going Keenan Kel.
All right, cool. There's nothing. We don't need to explain anymore then. We don't have to give no explanation on that. Yeah. All right, midfield. I'm going to do my midfield three.
Okay.
You're going to give me your two midfielders and I'll do my three. Here we go.
All right.
So in the DM. I think I've used him before, but I'm bringing him back. The Tasmanian Devil.
Oh, that's a good one.
Classic. Just gets across the pitch.
Oh, Looney Tunes.
Come on. Way back. I'm thinking. Come on, bro. I actually had That's So Raven in the 10 for me, but I'm gonna take her out because you've used her, and because she can see the vision, see the passes, all of that, can anticipate danger. But I'm going to take her out. Great choice, by the way. Mm. My new number 10 is the red, as I'm Arsenal, the red Power Ranger. One of my faves.
Shout.
Yeah. Captain Net. Love that. And he's our captain as well. And then my number 8, All Action. Everywhere. Mm-hmm. I used to love this show when I was a kid. Action Man.
Oh, first.
Classic. Okay, they had a show. Okay. I know you think of the toy. They had a great show. I used to watch when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Big up Action Man. Big up Noddy. Big up all the olds. Big up Teletubbies. Mm. Big up Tweenies. Hold tight, the gang.
Okay.
Go on.
I've gone for a slightly different vibe of show. So I've gone 4-1-2-1-2. So you got a CDM and you got a cam.
Okay. Oh, cause so you can. Okay. So you can do. Okay. Do.
Exactly. So my cam. Is Monica from Friends because she cleans up. You understand?
Monica from Friends. Okay.
She's a cleaner.
Yep.
She loves cleaning stuff, so she keeps things nice and tight.
I like that.
And I don't want to get into her area. She's a feisty one. And then on the right, this is very rogue. But if you ever watch a show called In Living Color, if you haven't, please do.
Yeah.
That's what made the Wayans family. So Marlon Wayans from In Living Color.
Big up.
Because that brother
big
was up the Wayans athletic. Family. He was energetic.
Yep.
And I love that. And then on the left, a complete game changer. Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay.
Martin Lawrence and Martin.
Classic.
Old school. And then in my cam, I've gone a bit rogue.
Go on.
But think about it. Neil Buchanan from Art Attack.
Okay,
my guy's creative.
Very rogue.
My guy is creative.
He is creative.
He's there painting pictures you can't see. Do you understand?
This is what we made earlier, yeah?
Fair. Remember the dumb stuff you used to like get like bare props and
you
then
went
go
with
to
Morph.
The...
You could have went with Morph in there anyway, but...
Nah, he's going, nah, it's got to be him.
Okay.
Because then you go to the sky and you can see the picture above.
Fair.
Like, he can see the picture there. I'm Neil Buchanan. Easy.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go...
And then I've got a Power Ranger up top, but I've gone for a different one.
Okay, so I'm going to go for my front three.
Mm.
I know I went with the red Power Ranger. There was another one I really like, which I'm assuming you might have, but I've got to go red. Arsenal on that.
Yeah,
my front three. Now, we're going to remind you just quickly. Right back, I went Didi. So, obviously, right wing, I've gone Dexter.
Yeah.
It makes sense, Dexter's Laboratory. Left back, I went Tom. Of course, left wing, I've gone Jerry. Green lines, baby. Green lines. The link up's there, down that, then flanks. And up front, I've gone rogue because, you know, I have to go what I like.
Yeah.
Okay? I've watched some shows that I've really enjoyed growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
Now, there's a show called Shaolin Showdown. Some of you may know. You know about Shaolin Showdown?
Okay.
Kao Network, yeah?
Yeah.
There was a kid called Omi. He was just... Omi is my striker. Some of you may not get it. My producer may be lost on that one, but it's fine.
Yeah, I like that one.
Because I had to, it's for me, that one. Yep. Yeah? Old school. This is what this is. It's a nostalgic kids TV 11. Now, give me your, what have we left? What have we got left? Is it a striker?
Got a front two.
Front two.
Got a front two.
Is that what you got? You got two strikers?
Yeah, two strikers. Yeah. So.
Here we go.
My favorite anime of all time, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Fez.
So I've got Yugi/Yamimoto.
Fez.
Playing that kind of, you know, Eric Cantona, Dennis Bergkamp type role. Because my guy's just there doing magic.
Yep.
Do you understand? He's got magical spells, dark magician, dark magic attack, all that. And then striker, I think I've gone for the guy that you were going to put in your Power Rangers. I've gone Tommy, the White Ranger.
The White Ranger.
Come on now. The best Ranger suit ever. Don't even chat.
That's nice. Black Ranger's my favorite, but white is, the white suit is very nice.
Tommy, green to white, unreal.
Okay.
Tommy's in there.
Let's run through our 11s. I'll start. Small explanation, but not too long. We're going to run through 11s as a whole. I've gone 4-3-3. In goal, I've gone Green Giant, the sweet corn ad. Big up Green Giant. Right back, I've gone Didi. Okay, straight away, my right winger is Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory. Didi's his sister. Link up, green lines. Centre back pairing, Keenan and Kel. I could have went Drake and Josh.
Yeah, that was my other one.
But I went Keenan and Kel. Yeah. Left back, I've gone Tom. Because right back... Sorry, left back, I've gone Tom, because left wing, I've gone Jerry. Tom and Jerry. It makes sense, green lines.
Will they work together, though?
Well, they will work together. In the midfield three, I've gone DM, Tasmanian Devil. All over the place. Yep, of course. They got the sound effects. Number 8, Action Man. Used to love it when I was a kid. All action midfielder. Number 10, in a number 10 role, Red Power Ranger. Come on. We've done the right wing, we've done the left wing. And up front, I've gone, for me, Omi from Shaolin Showdown.
It's a good lineup, to be fair.
Devs,
it's a good
lineup. Talk to me. Give me your 11.
My goalkeeper, you got Raven, right? Fair. She's psychic. Yeah, she's gonna predict what you do before you do it. There's no way you can get past her. Then you got Vince from Recess at the right back. I want that energy down there. And then from SpongeBob, you got Squidward at left back because he's just gonna be there, just mopping things up. Keenan and Kel is also my centre back partnership. Best Nickelodeon show of all time. Right wing, I've gone for Marlon from In Living Color. Go watch it. He changed the whole game. And I've gone with two game changers. You got Marlon from In Living Color, and then you got Martin Lawrence from Martin. You don't get the current... They're going to change the game. They're my Cruyffs, you see? And then you got CDM. You got Monica from Friends because she cleans up. That's her whole job description. You got Art Attack. Neil Buchanan is my cam because the man's creative. He's going to create pictures you can't even see. And then up top, you got Yamimoto from Yu-Gi-Oh!, getting all the monsters out there and doing everything that you got to do in order to feed Tommy, the White Power Ranger. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, because there's only one. Forget the Dino and all them weird ones.
Yeah.
Tommy from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. That is my 11.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I've been given the winner. You already know what time it is. The champ. Yes, Kim, thank you very much. Dev, I'm sorry.
Come on, brother.
You hear me? Tom and Jay, yeah. I was thinking.
You know, the minute you said Tom and Jay, I was like, that's a...
Cecil takes the dub for today's Fantasy 11. Don't worry, you won the rant of the day. Yeah. It's been a great, great show. Thank you so much to Dev Boswell for coming down again for VAR You Serious here on FUBAR Radio. Thank you all that listened, and we'll see you again soon. Take care.
This is the Different Football Show, VAR You Serious, on FUBAR Radio, with Cecil G. Thomas.